Good morning. I will be reading from Isaiah chapter 29, verse 18a. First, I'm going to sign it in English word order. In that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book. Now I'm going to give you a little bit of background. In our old church, the first church, First Deaf Mennonite Church, we had a banner up above the stage here that said, had this verse. And banner you can see after worship if you want out in front of room number 12. The idea behind this was that we have the Bible printed. And the first Bible that was printed in Latin was a long time ago, probably the 1450s. We then had the King James version of the Bible, I think 1620 or 30. But we waited for a deaf Bible when finally we have a full Bible from Genesis to Revelation in American Sign Language in 2020. And what do I mean by a full Bible in 2020? Deaf Missions, an organization in Iowa, worked for 38 years translating from English into American Sign Language so that deaf people can see the Bible in their language. So now we see we have the Bible up here with the hand signing, the sign for Jesus. And that's how we can see the Bible in our own language. Good morning. I'm here to teach you as hearing people how to sign good morning. There it is. Good morning. Now come on. Get your hands up. Good morning. Good morning. And this is important because sometimes you meet deaf people and you would be able to sign to them good morning. And deaf people will say the same thing back to you. That is the tradition of First Deaf and Whitmer Heights. When we would pass each other in the hallway, we would be saying good morning to each other. So all deaf, all the people in Whitmer Heights know some sign language. So they've learned, and now Harbor Fellowship needs to learn good morning so that you can sign good morning and don't say bad morning. Okay, that's the sign for bad. Okay, don't do that. Good morning. So your palm is up on both hands. Good morning. You need to practice that so that we can say good morning to each other in passing. Thank you. Jeff recently mentioned this verse. And the sign, the sign you see up here for Jesus is pretty universal among sign languages. So that's the sign for Jesus. Obviously you can see that comes from the crucifixion, the nails in the palms. And this is our sign for Bible, which is the sign for Jesus and the sign for book. Thank you. That's our lesson for this morning. Lord, would you help me? I ask the Lord to help me to prepare for today, for this joint worship. So last month was National Deaf Awareness Week, fell in last month. Let me pray first. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love, for your mercy, Thank you that you love us. Thank you that you love people all over the world. That we begin worshiping here, and then as we go around the world to the west, the next group worships the next hour, and this worship continues on and on and on till it gets back to us. It takes about a day. So that whole day, people all over the world are worshiping God. Thank you, Lord. Bless this message. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to tell you something about deaf people. I know that there are so many people who have no idea what a deaf culture is like. I could probably spend 5 hours, but that would mean that Whitmer Heights would not be able to have their time, and Harbor Fellowship would not be able to have their time. We would be here forever telling our full story. So out of respect, I will not go for 5 hours. But if you want to learn more about deaf people, there are some workshops that we could have someday if the Lord permits. Thank you, Lord. So during Deaf Awareness Week, we're trying to teach people about what it is like for deaf people. I was born hearing. At the age of 4 months, I became deaf from chicken pox. I had a very high fever, which caused my deafness at the age of 4 months. And so I have grown up as a deaf person. There are other people here who are born deaf, some who became deaf like I did, some because of German measles. For example, my wife became deaf because her mother contracted German measles. So I'm going to show you some pictures. We're going to do a little bit of Where's Waldo, but instead is Where's Henry. Can you find the deaf person in this picture? Can you find me in that picture? This picture was taken about 10 years ago, I guess. Do you want me to show you where I am? Did you catch that? I'm teasing, of course. That is not me in that picture. So, this is something I just got from Google and put it up here on the... But my point is that there could be deaf people in this picture and you would have no idea. I have another picture. You see a mass of people, traffic of... You know, all this heavy traffic of people. Are there any deaf people there? You don't know. Let me get back to my notes here. Let's hold off on the, where are the deaf people in this picture? So I need to do a remix on this story. So maybe you think that there aren't any deaf people there. Maybe in your life you pass deaf people every day. And his reason is that deaf people are invisible. You can't see that they are deaf. What I mean by this is you can't see them, especially if they don't wear hearing aids. You might recognize a deaf person because they're wearing a cochlear implant. But most of the time you overlook deaf people. They look just like you do until you begin to try to communicate. So somebody will come up and tap me on the shoulder and start and move their mouth. I'll tell them I'm deaf. This is the sign for deaf. Or I will put my hand over my ear and they'll say, oh, you're deaf. Bye-bye. And they'll move along. I know that's rather rude, but that happens all the time. But they may try to explain who they are or where they're from by mouthing things slowly or by writing on paper. So deaf people are well known for having pads of paper in their pockets so that, for example, Nelson always carries a pad and pencil to be able to write back and forth with a hearing person. Oh, bless Nelson. It's very different from people who are blind. Blind people, you recognize them by their cane, or because they're walking around with their eyes closed. It's much easier to recognize a blind person, but deafness is invisible. Now, there are deaf people with hearing aids. That may be a way to notice them, but not all deaf people wear hearing aids. Some people wear hearing aids because they're hard of hearing, but if they take off the hearing aid, they're deaf. So with the hearing aid on, I'm more hard of hearing, but when I take my hearing aid off, I am fully deaf. My father, who himself is hard of hearing, and my mother was hard of hearing. Let me give you an example of what it's like for deaf people. Think about the sheets. Y'all know where sheets is. The one right over here. Somebody's pointing in that direction. Somebody's pointing the other direction. You're pointing in another direction. Yeah, they're all over. So if I asked you where the sheets was on a piece of paper, you would point in all different directions. But I'm specifically talking to the one right out up the road here. That is a very busy store. There are people in and out of that store every minute of every day. Now, how many deaf people are coming in and out of that store? You wouldn't know. Once you got up to the cash register, the person tells you how much it costs, maybe $50. And I can't understand them. So they'll point to it, or they will write it down for me. So the people working in the sheets over here can become familiar with deaf people. And so we just sign that we are deaf, or we just ignore what they're saying, and then ask how much it costs. But either way, they're aware that there are deaf people in the store. So deaf people are invisible. There are so many funny jokes about deaf people, and I can't tell them all this morning, but let me give you one. When I was a young boy, I was so excited to get a BB gun. for my birthday. I was so excited that I had this BB gun. And I would practice by shooting at different things. And most of the time I missed. I wasn't very good at using that BB gun. But one day I looked on the telephone wire. And there were so many birds sitting on that line. And I thought, this is easy pickings here. Because there are so many of them. So I got ready. I took my shot, and immediately they all flew away except for one. There was one bird still sitting there. And I realized, I thought maybe the bird was dead. Then I saw him moving. And once he turned and looked at me, he flew away. The point was that bird was deaf. I wouldn't know until I saw the bird turn and see me with the gun and out of fear fly away. So obviously this bird was deaf. So my question. The Bible speaks about deaf people. Sorry, does the Bible speak about deaf people? Maybe you've read through it many times and have not seen it. But the Bible does say things about deaf people. So again, deaf people are invisible. We don't know that they are deaf until we start to communicate with them or attempt to communicate with them. And one of the great things is what's really funny is that you meet somebody and you end up writing back and forth with them, and then you realize you're both deaf and could have been signing the whole time. In this verse, is this your sign for Moses, or do you prefer this sign? It's interesting. There are a lot of different signs all over the world, but this is a sign we often use for Moses. This other sign has to do with commandments, and so we sign Moses that way. But anyway, this is the way that I sign Moses. And the Lord said to him, the Lord told him to go to Egypt to set his people free, to take them to the promised land. And Moses said, I'm not really the one to do this. And went and kind of argued with God. He said, I don't speak very well. And there's a lot of people out there who's not going to understand me. And God continued this discussion until finally he said to Moses, who has made man's mouth? Who makes him mute? Who makes them deaf? Who makes them seeing or blind? Is it not I, the Lord? That's from Exodus chapter 4, verse 11. So many people are not aware that God is the one who has decided that we would become deaf. Sort of throughout history, people have accused deaf people of being deaf because of their sin. But this verse is so very clear. Who has made person deaf? This was God's decision. So in that sense, deaf people are special. Special to God. I would encourage you not to feel bad if your children are born deaf, but to praise God for that. Don't seek healing for that child. Let them be deaf people. God plans who will be blind. God plans who will be mute. God plans those who are disabled in other ways. God plans for people who are physically disabled or intellectually disabled. This is God's plan, and we should be happy, and we should support these people. We should make them feel good about themselves. So I had asked earlier if you saw anything about deaf people in Scripture. And I showed you this passage from Exodus. But we can go back to the Tower of Babel. When everybody who came together had one language, and God decided to create other languages. And I'm assuming that there were deaf people there because of this verse. Said, who has God made deaf? So at that time, there were deaf people. Maybe you missed this in Scripture, but there is a story that shows Jesus signing. Are you aware of that? Do you know where it is? Jesus came to a crowd, called this deaf man aside, and began to sign to him. He started with this sign, putting his fingers on the man's ears, and then on his tongue, and then pointing to God. That's certainly part of sign language. So Jesus signed. I mean, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So my prayer this morning is that we will understand, first of all, that it is God's plan to have deaf people. God has made deaf people for a purpose, for His purpose. So let me tell you a little bit about the history of First Deaf Mennonite Church. I'm not going to give you the whole story, just the condensed version. Many years ago, there were hearing parents who had deaf children. And they wanted to teach their children to learn the Bible. But they couldn't find any deaf people to teach them. But they found many other hearing families with deaf children. So in the 1940s, they began to gather together to teach and preach to these young deaf children using sign language. And you know what? Bless the heart of those hearing parents. The parents wanted their deaf children to understand God's word and knew that would take place through sign language. So I grew up in a Catholic church, and I had to go to church with my parents. And this is what I saw. I saw all the people sitting, and I sat way in the back and tried to read people's lips. And there was no way I could read the lips of the priest. So I looked down at my Bible when other people did. I kneeled when other people did. I got up when other people did, and did this for years and years. Thankfully, my friend, who knew I was not happy going to a church without any deaf people, without sign language, told me to go try out First Deaf Mennonite Church, and I couldn't believe there was a deaf church in Lancaster. Do you know where the original church was? Right over here. On Whitmer. Right next to Route 30. Right where the Target is. Okay, this is my sign for Target. That's where the church started. And there were deaf people there. I remember the first time I walked into that church and met deaf people, and everybody I met was deaf. And what a thrill to be able to communicate. And the preacher, who I expected would have a hearing preacher, but the preacher preached in sign language. That was Elvis Stolzfuss, who still has family members here. Can you raise your hands? And they are still here after all these years. Elvis started to sign, and I learned from God. And I thank God for that deaf church. Thank you that deaf church is still here after 75 years. Right? Over 75 years, deaf people have had a church here in Lancaster. And hearing people supported us, one, by teaching our children, who are referred to as CODAs, children of deaf adults. And these people would sacrifice their Sunday morning time to come to our church to teach those hearing children in support of our deaf church. Some of you did that for many, many years, and the Lord bless you. And we moved around. And started to use the upstairs at Mellinger's Church. They have a small chapel up there. And that's where we had our deaf worship. Until finally, we established the church on Whitmer. And all the deaf people knew where the deaf church was. And once we moved here, everybody who's deaf knew where the deaf church was. Praise God. Thanks be to God. This is not the only deaf church owned by deaf people in the world. I was at a deaf church in New York, which was all deaf people. Here we had deaf and hearing people together. There are other deaf churches that coexist with hearing churches. But many churches have interpreters for deaf people. And usually there are not many deaf people coming to those churches. But when you see a church that is a deaf church run and owned by deaf people, you get real congregations. I want to say thank you to God for his mercy on deaf people. And I'm thankful that there are deaf churches all over the world now. In Romania, for example, the first deaf church was established there, owned by deaf people, run by deaf people. And I taught them for many years. And they did not have hearing people trying to take over their churches. And they, in their country, deaf people were looked down upon. Here in America, we have much more understanding of deaf people, and there's a respect for deaf people, but that's not the case around the world. And I was able to go in and teach them that they could have their own church and could worship God. And we see deaf churches there. We see deaf churches in many countries of Africa. I know Eswatini. I know the sign. I didn't know the English word. But they have missionaries that were teaching them how to have a deaf church. All over the world, there are deaf churches. And we thank God that Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24, verse 14, do you have that memorized? Preach the gospel to the whole world until Jesus returns. I always thought that Jesus would come soon until I read this verse and realized there were many deaf people around the world who had not known Jesus. And so God is extending that time so that deaf people all over the world can hear about Jesus. That's why we have deaf missionaries all over the world. And other missionary organizations are also reaching out to deaf people. So many deaf churches are shrinking because one has to do with the age. The other has to do with the type of education we have, which is mainstreaming, which those kids don't know about the deaf community. But anyway, we will continue as long as the Lord allows us to continue. Again, praise God for all of us who are here to see three churches coming together to share this building. We thank God for that. So, this started with the dream of hearing parents who wanted to have a church for their deaf people. That dream came to fruition. And they had no idea that that dream would continue on into the 2020s. Thank you and bless you as you support us as a deaf church. And hopefully now when you meet other deaf people, you can invite them to church. And we can share the message of Jesus Christ with them. Let me close in prayer. Our Father, we thank you for your great love and mercy. Thank you that you laid this burden upon hearing parents. You saw their prayers, prayers for their deaf children, to worship and learn of you in their own language, and that you met that. You answered that prayer. So we go back to that picture of all these people, and you know who among them are deaf. Everywhere there are deaf people. And one of them may end up in our Sunday school. I praise you, God, for allowing us to buy this old school building, which gave us much more room. Thank you. Thank you that Harbor Fellowship is going to be a part of us. Worshiping with us every Sunday. Thank you for that blessing. Thank you that you hear and see our prayers. We don't know what the future holds, but we know it is in your hands. And we know that your plans are always best and not always what we think. Thank you and praise you in the blessed name of Jesus. Amen. The Lord bless you. And we'll turn things over to Whitmer Heights.